Surprise numbers paint a bright picture of America's job market. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Mark Garrison in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. There are strong employment numbers raising eyebrows on Wall Street. The ADP report shows private companies growing payrolls by 298,000 jobs. That is way ahead of expectations. Let's talk about that with Susan Schmidt, Senior Vice President at Westwood Holdings Group in Dallas. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
So this report is a snapshot. It looks at private companies, but it's a lot bigger than expected. What does it tell us about the big picture in the job market?
It is a lot bigger than expected. So that's a big positive. It's 298,000. That estimate was 187,000. It tells you that companies are feeling pretty good. This reinforces the message that we've been getting, where we've seen an increase in confidence from CEOs who are talking about comfort and solid outlook about 2017 and moving forward. In this number, we saw a lot of hiring increase driven by small and medium-sized companies. So really good sign for the confidence they have in the economy, very good sign for the economy overall, and reinforces the expectation that the Fed will probably increase rates at next week's meeting.
And let's talk a little bit more about that small and medium-sized business community, because when we talk about the S&P 500 doing whatever it's doing, those are giant companies, and they have different needs, different concerns, different policy objectives than small and medium-sized companies. So what do you think is behind this optimism in the small, mid-sized businesses?
These small and mid-sized businesses are the ones who are most impacted by healthcare costs and who will really feel the benefit of any sort of tax reform. They're really looking at this new administration and all the news coming out of Washington. They really think that this will be a positive change as it flows through to their business.
When we get these kind of reports about the labor market, we're looking back. What do you think is going on right now that may show up down the road that we need to be watching and be concerned about?
We're seeing some faltering as we get a lot of noise and headline news this week about bumps in the road as the new administration tries to push their plans through. So pay attention to next month's report, because then we're going to start to see if that is starting to impact the confidence. If the CEOs feel positive, they spend, they hire. If they're hiring, their employees then in turn spend. It's good for the economy all around.
Okay. Susan Schmidt at Westwood Holdings Group in Dallas. Thanks again.
Thank you.
When California raisin growers look at their crop, they see a nightmare landscape. Falling prices and foreign competition are brutalizing them. The high times of the 80s, when the claymation California raisins were a pop culture sensation, now feel far, far away. Marketplace's Andy Euler takes us to raisin country to see what's going on.
Selma is a town about 3 hours north of Los Angeles near Fresno, about 24,000 people. There's a typical old town square, and that's where you'll find the Chamber of Commerce. Robert Allen is the executive director.
We're very proud of the fact that we still produce raisins and can call ourselves the raisin capital of the world.
And he's not just saying that. It's Selma's city motto. Allen's seen some changes in the 72 years he's lived here.
It used to be 20-acre farms would provide enough support for family, but most of the smaller farmers probably have jobs outside the farm just to maintain it.
That's because raisin farmers don't get as much as they used to for their produce. There's still 165,000 acres of farmland dedicated to raisin grapes, but that's half what there was 15 years ago. Last month, farmers and the packers they sell to agreed to a price for last year's crop, $1,100 a ton, down more than a quarter from last year.
They can't make it at 1,100. All these farmers, they're pulling them out now because they can't make it.
That's John Pabujan. He's got about 450 acres of farmland himself and also owns this packing company called American Raisins. He says he'll be fine. He turned 80 a couple of weeks ago, and he's been farming since he was four. He says a century ago, when his grandfather started the business, farmers didn't have to worry about regulations on things like chemicals you could use and what you paid workers. They do now.
Two things that are hurting the farmers over here is regulations and labor. Our labor is just keeps going up every year, and there's no end to it.
For the first time, California won't be the world's leading producer of raisins. That belongs to Turkey. Turkish raisins are cheaper for packers than the ones here. American farmers are pulling up their raisin vineyards and planting more profitable crops like almonds or clementines. Caitlin Barsarian is CEO of the Raisin Bargaining Association. He's the guy who negotiated that price for last year's crop. Barsarian's worked in raisins for more than 50 years, and he loves it. But nowadays, he wouldn't advise his friends to stick it out.
You could get $25,000 to $30,000 an acre for your 40 or 80 acres cash it out. Take your money and leave.
He says the big guys are going to snatch up that land and get bigger. That's more efficient, but no consolation for the little guys, the families who've been farming this land for more than a century. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
And finally, Harvard is letting a dropout give its commencement speech this year. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg will take the stage, celebrating graduates for achieving what he never got around to. He started the company with campus pals and then left college to focus on building it. Zuckerberg is in decent company. 10 years before, another Harvard dropout, Bill Gates, gave the commencement speech. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.